In Iraq, one of the many daily struggles for U.S. troops is communicating accurately with Iraqi civilians. As our tech contributor Shenny Jardin reports, a new device could help.
Keep kids back.
Keep kids back.
What you're hearing is a handheld voice translator device that's used in combat.
Keep kids back.
Keep kids back.
A number of people started gathering around to hang out and watch this gunfight.
Mark Castellucci is a captain in the U.S. Army and has spent the last 7 years in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. He remembers one of the first times he used a handheld voice translator device in combat.
I was actually able to give them commands in their native tongue to say, look, back away. You're going to get hurt if you're around here. We don't have any food or water to give you. Everybody out here, you need to go and seek cover and stay out of our way. And if you don't, you're going to be arrested. And it worked.
When the soldier says a simple phrase like, keep kids back, the VRT, or voice response translator, matches that cue to a more complex phrase. In this case,
keep your children back from us, or we will take action against you.
And the device spits out that longer phrase in any of 16 languages you choose. In our case, Iraqi Arabic.
Soldier warning.
Soldier warning.
U.S. military personnel are here to help, but we will kill anyone who is a threat to us.
Tim McCune is president of Integrated Wave Technologies, the makers of this device.
This removes pulling the trigger as the soldier's first option in dealing with foreign nationals. This is something where, if you eliminate misunderstandings, if you tell people what they need to do in order not to be a threat to our forces, or if you're able, in a medical situation to get some information and help them, then you've done something positive.
Lieutenant Scott Ray of the U.S. Coast Guard has used the translator gadget while patrolling oil rigs at sea. It's a lot more effective than hand gestures or other crude means he's used to warn foreign craft away from a danger zone.
Sometimes we have to point our weapons at a ship to get their attention. So with the machine, we were able to warn people and veer them off much earlier. It was much safer, and it accomplished the mission how we wanted to versus having to get our ship close to a target that could potentially be someone that wanted to harm us.
It's very, very high on our list of things that we want to accomplish as an agency.
Dr. Mari Maeda from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, says the government has spent $15 to $20 million a year over 5 years on this technology. There aren't enough human translators to go around.
We really want to reserve the translators to help us with more complex interactions with the Iraqis.
Critics say instead, the Defense Department should spend its dollars training troops how to speak Arabic or other languages. But Captain Castellucci disagrees.
No matter how hard we try to learn basic phrases in Arabic, we still sound like Westerners. So even though it sounds right to us, when Middle Eastern people hear what we're saying, it doesn't always make sense and they can't always understand it.
Captain Castellucci would argue that local Iraqi interpreters are also in short supply, and they're often targeted for cooperating with American forces. The advantage of these devices is they can be programmed by a local interpreter to fit different missions. John Hall is president of Annapolis-based VoxTech International, which makes another device called the Phrasilator. He says in this case, technology can help a unit make better use of one human interpreter.
And if you do find someone who is conveying that, yes, I do have some important information, you can then take control of that situation and bring the interpreter in, but you don't have to keep them there in potential harm's way all the time.
What soldiers really want are small, hands-free devices that translate speech in both directions as people talk. Already, DARPA has some early prototypes, but they're at least a decade away from being combat ready. For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.
And you can hear what some common English commands sound like translated into Iraqi Arabic. Just go to our website, npr.org.